National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Prepare to disembark in full battle gear. All Seabees, prepare to disembark in full battle gear.
You know, during the last World War, the sailors figured it was being run this way. If a job has to be done, the Army will do it. If a job can't be done, the Marines will do it. And if a job's impossible, why, the Seabees will do it. The Seabees. Did you ever hear of them? The Navy's Construction Battalion. A branch of the service that took a backseat to no one. A branch of the service whose motto was Construimus Batuimus. That's Latin, you know. It means we build, we fight. And believe me, they could do both. Yep, it was their considered opinion that given a bent screwdriver, 3 10-penny nails, a bulldozer, and 6 Seabees, why, they could rebuild the island of Manhattan in a week. Taking Sunday off to spruce up the east coast of Jersey. But their work wasn't done in the peace and security of the continental United States. No, sir, it was done on lonely Pacific islands. Islands held by the enemy. Islands they had to get to before they could get home. I suppose you're wondering how these construction sailors got to their objectives. Well, they were willing to swim, but usually the Navy provided a PT boat, a destroyer, or a cruiser. Or, if the island was still held by the honorable enemy, why, a survey party would go in at night via submarine.
The creeps, Steve. These submarines give me the creeps.
Reminds me of my sandhogging days back in the 30s. Ever tell you about that cave-in we had?
Only 100 times. If I knew we were going by submarine, I'd never have volunteered.
Don't come complaining to me, Monahan. I got troubles of my own. My oldest boy's in pilot training. I asked him not to. I told him his mother would worry because it was so dangerous. But go ahead and talk to an 18-year-old kid.
Kids are too smart nowadays.
Hardly got his razor wet, and he's got ideas on how to run the world.
I sure knew respect when I was a youngster. Didn't see me shooting off my mouth.
Hey, you know something? These submarines are completely air-conditioned.
It doesn't make me any happier.
What are the orders, Lieutenant?
The commander's up with the skipper of this boat. Said he'd be back in a minute to brief us.
I'll be happy when I get my feet on dry land.
That depends a lot on who's sitting on the island, Monahan.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Still, it's better than a sub.
Where's the kid?
Went forward to grab some coffee. He's a little nervous.
He doesn't have to be. We aren't going to shoot anyone.
Look, Lieutenant, this is your first job with the Seabees, and just so we understand each other, keep your finger near the trigger.
Here comes Junior.
What do you think, fellas? I just made a deal with one of the sailors. If I bring him back a samurai sword, he's going to give me $100.
Well, Monahan here makes the best samurai swords in the business.
But I promised him a real one.
You're kind of new in the Seabees, Junior.
The name is Chuck Henderson, not Junior.
Sure, Junior, I remember.
Wonder what's holding up the old man.
He was grabbing a quick cup of coffee. He'll be along soon.
I got a hunch we're going on a Jap island.
Figures. We're in enemy-held waters right now.
What difference does it make? We volunteered for this mission, didn't we?
Yeah. Only every time Phil asks for volunteers, he looks right at me and Monahan.
Kids, how can you win a war with a bunch of diaper demons?
Here comes a skipper. Maybe we'll find out where we're headed.
Hi, Phil.
Steve, how many times do I have to tell you? When the Navy gave me these 3 stripes, it was so guys could call me Commander.
Yes, sir.
He's talking to me, Junior. I got such a long memory, I forget things that happened only last year.
We're going ashore in less than 2 hours. The sub will take us a mile from the coast, and then we row into the beach.
I don't like those rubber boats. They give me the creeps.
We're going to do a survey job on a Jap-held island called Tinian.
Tinian?
That's right. The assault should take place in a couple of months. But first, we scout the beach for landing sites. Somebody give me a cigarette, will you? A few spots to build some roads through the jungle so we can stash the supplies.
How long have we got for the job?
We've got 2 days. We hit the beach in a couple of hours. 2 o'clock in the morning.
O-200.
That's right, Junior. O-200. And wipe that smirk off of your face, Steve.
Aye, aye, sir.
How much time do we have to get the airstrip in operation?
You mean after D-Day? Well, I'm not sure when it is since they didn't tell me. Anyway, we go in 8 hours plus 3. 8 hours later, we have to have 4 roads started. 2 days later, a temporary headquarters. On the 5th day, the runway gets started. Anybody got a match? On the 13th day, we finish the permanent headquarters on a 5,000-foot runway.
Only 13 days?
That hardly gives us any time to build a golf course.
In case you're wondering, the Seabees were born in the last war, and they've grown into a tradition. At first, just a handful of construction workers were drafted into a service battalion. Before the war was over, 250,000 had joined up. These Seabees weren't kids. They were men who knew their jobs, who built the bridges and the tunnels, cleared the plantations and the jungles. Men with know-how. Men who did their job even if they had to get to work on the submarine and then take a transfer for a small rubber boat.
All right, keep heading for that point. Aerial Recon says it's a cove we can slip into and hide the boat.
We lost a plane getting the pictures.
I'm afraid we'll lose more than that before this is over. Lots more.
Go talk to a kid. A lot he cares if his mother worries.
The island of Truk is only 600 miles away, and the Japs don't figure that this side of the island needs policing.
I'm glad you said that, Phil.
Commander. Anyhow, keep your eyes peeled, Lieutenant.
Unless they've camouflaged this coast, it's safe.
Yeah. Okay, pull hard. Let's get in fast and hide this thing.
Easy does it, fellas. This is a valuable boat.
Carry it to the trees. We'll do a quick camouflage job.
Yeah. Easy now.
Over this way. Slide it into this undergrowth.
Yeah.
Easy. We want to cover it.
This color blends right in with the grass.
Now, isn't it nice of them to think of that?
No joke, Steve. We haven't got the time.
All set, Commander.
Good. Now, keep this point in mind. We're liable to have to get here fast.
Some things I never forget.
We're only about 2 miles from where they want the Marines to land, past the point we hit. Come on, let's start walking.
Keep your hand on that trigger, Lieutenant.
Don't worry.
When we hit the spot, me, Monahan, and the Lieutenant are going to head for the center of the island. Steve and Junior will stay on the beach.
What, is this a joke?
It's a command. You and the kid are going to spot where we're going to shoot the roads and the temporary supply base. We'll look for a spot for the airfield.
Let Monahan stay behind.
You'll wear glasses.
So what? You know they're just for reading. I can see just
as
you.
Keep it down. Keep it down, will you? Try and remember, you're almost in Tokyo Harbor.
Yeah.
We'll use the supplies that we've got. Don't start looking around for fresh fruit.
I get indigestion from rice. Real heartburn.
You know something, Commander? I've got a hunch the Japs have evacuated this island.
You aren't going to get any arguments from me.
Freeze.
Must be amateur night. What a lousy voice.
I could only smoke just one little cigarette.
What do you want to do, Junior? Send up smoke signals?
What time is it, Steve?
About noon.
We haven't heard any shots, so I must be all right.
That doesn't mean anything. The Japs got lots of tricks.
At 1:30 tonight, they'll be back.
Gives us a half hour to row to the sub.
I'm cramped.
It'll get worse. Orders are to sit by this boat and wait.
I don't like to wait.
They aren't having it too easy, you know.
How old are you, Steve?
41.
Honest?
Look, Junior, 41 ain't old. You punks think as a guy's got a few gray hairs, he's an old man.
I'm 18.
Good for you.
My dad's only 40.
Well, good for him. Now keep your ears open in case any Japs walk by on patrol.
Sure. You think the fellas will get here okay, don't you?
Sure.
Steve!
Shut up. Some Japs tossing cans in the air. Our guys would have shot back.
I hope they aren't walking around.
They know what they're doing. This isn't the first island we've had. Quiet. Here comes Jukebox Joe.
Boy, that was close. He almost walked on top of us.
You know something, Junior?
What?
I once won a keg of beer singing Sweet Rosie O'Grady.
What time is it, Steve?
About 3 o'clock.
1500.
Yeah, like you said.
What time is it, Steve?
You got a watch.
What time is it?
1800. 40 minutes late. 40 minutes, it's 10 after 2.
We were supposed to shove off at 1:30.
I know it.
The sub's standing offshore.
Let it stand.
Anything you say, Steve, only orders.
Now listen, Junior, me and Monahan have been pals for over 30 years. I worked for Phil back home. He owned a construction company, and I was foreman.
Sure.
We'll wait till 2:30.
But the sub...
Just pray that the sub doesn't get impatient.
Past 2:30, Steve.
Look, Junior, you want to take the boat? I'm sorry, kid. Listen, maybe you better start for the sub.
You can't just sit here. What good would that do?
Me and Monahan have been pals for over 30 years.
There's got to be an invasion. We got to report to someone and tell them what we saw. Honestly, Steve, I'm not yellow. I'm not trying to run away. Only
I know that, Junior. When you volunteered for this mission, you didn't leave any doubts.
Chaps.
Quiet.
I can't see anything.
Shut up. If those are Japs. Oh, I should have known it. Monahan and his big feet.
Steve, back here, Phil.
Hey, Steve, want to hear something funny? Some Jap was shooting down coconuts and almost killed me. What a lousy shot.
A Jap patrol came along. We had to walk around it.
Thanks for waiting, Steve.
Hey, we still got plenty of time to get the sub. Come on.
Grab the other end of the boat, Monahan.
Yeah.
Easy, I'll give you a hand.
Yeah, here we go. Steve, I've been thinking.
With what?
No, I'm serious. Well, that boy of yours, he always liked me. Maybe if I wrote to him.
Hey, I never thought of that, Monahan. Maybe he'll listen to you.
Hey, what's the pitch you
do? Oh, it's my kid. He's got it through his head that he wants to be a fighter pilot.
I got the same problem with my youngster.
Yeah? What are you going to do about it, Phil?
Do? What can I do? He wants to win the war all alone.
Yeah, all these punk kids got to be heroes.
I know what you're thinking. Sounds a little Hollywood, huh? I knew the Seabees, knew them well. Believe me, Hollywood wouldn't dare do the stuff the Seabees did. Getting information from behind the enemy lines became almost routine. Well, maybe not exactly routine, but it was something that had to be done, an impossible something. And so the Seabees did it. The information was delivered to a four-striper, then to a table loaded with brass, and from there on to blueprints, and finally... D-Day at Tinian. And then 3 hours after the Marines had hit the beach, with the shells still flying and the enemy battling to drive them off the beach, the Seabees rolled in with their supplies.
Come on, will you? We haven't got all day. Get that bulldozer moving.
How soon can you start a road, Steve?
As soon as I can drum it into these deadheads that this isn't a Sunday school picnic.
You must have gone to some rough parties.
I'll tell you about it someday. Monahan, tell your gang to follow those Marines and start clearing the road.
Stop bugging for time and a half. Start sweating.
Sir, one of the cranes dropped into the ocean. It's in 6 feet of water.
All right, don't tell me about it. Get it up on the beach.
Yes, sir. Hey, Steve, a little different from the last time we were here, huh?
Yeah, almost like home, Junior.
Well, I got some work to do. Keep things moving, Steve. And we thought the mostly crowd was competition, huh, Steve?
No, Swayaki, get the lead out.
You squared away, Steve?
Sure, Lieutenant. You getting enough war?
Plenty.
Well, the Seabees aim to please, sir.
Oh, the service is great. Johnson, get that crane ashore!
Blackie, start that bulldozer. Knock down some of those trees.
Too many Marines in the way.
Why don't you honk your horn? Hey, Monahan.
What do you want, Steve? I'm busy.
I just thought of something real funny.
Well, I can use a laugh, but later. Right now, I'm busy.
Look around you, Monahan. 75 MMs, tanks, machine guns, repeater rifles, a great big shooting war.
What's so funny?
Here I stand with my pick and shovel.
You know, not all of us can be members of the United States Navy or one of the other branches of the armed forces which defend our American democracy and way of life. But we can actively support our sailors, soldiers, Marines, and airmen by making donations of our own blood, which in many cases is the contribution of life itself. You see, the Department of Defense's supplies of dried human blood plasma have been gravely depleted by the demands of the Korean campaign, and must be replenished to give the greatest degree of protection to our men in the service. The need is vital, for it's essential that an adequate supply be maintained at all times, ready for the immediate use of our military men in any given emergency. The Navy urges you to contact your nearest Red Cross office and ask where and when you may make your contribution of blood to our armed forces. And remember, when you make the gift of blood, you're making the gift of life itself, to those who have defended and are defending the principles by which we live, the Armed Forces of the United States.
You know, when I first put on my blues, we were fighting the First World War, and a tank and a plane were just toys. Well, things changed. They always do, don't they? The guys on top found out about the punch of air power and the value of islands as bases. But just thinking about it didn't do much good, because a plane can't land on top of a jungle. And so the Seabees were called in to build airfields, big ones and fast. No time to wait until the enemy has been kicked out. Start building right behind the Marines or even in front of them. Build roads, docks, supply bases. And then clear jungle and get your runway down. Get it down fast, because your planes are beginning to circle a field that's still just a jungle.
All right, stop giving me alibis, Steve. We're half a day behind schedule.
What do you expect me to do?
Catch up.
I lost two men, Phil.
Commander.
All right, Commander. I still lost two men.
What are you trying to prove, Steve?
Nothing. I haven't had my clothes off for 36 hours. Rocky, will you blast those trees?
You're on the board.
You've got 2,000 feet down. You've got to get 4,000 feet more in less than 6 days.
It's the coral, Commander. The rain washed it out before we could get the stuff.
Okay, so the brakes are going against us. We've had trouble before, Steve. I've got a contract to fulfill, and I promised that I'd get this thing built.
We'll do it. All right, don't stand there admiring your work, Blackie. Get it clear.
Skipper, I got guys a mile and a half into the jungle. Order the mess set out.
You think they can take the pressure, Monahan?
Well, it ain't killing me. They'll live through it.
Hey, Steve, I just got an idea.
Yeah?
The Japs bombed us last night.
I was there, remember?
Well, we've been filling the craters with coral. Suppose we just dump the trees and shells into the holes, cover it with coral, and water it down.
What do you think, Commander? And it would save a lot of time hauling coral from the beach. Sure, go ahead, try it out.
Only it better work, Blackie, because I'm behind 6 hours now, and I'm going to pick them up in 2 days to break a lot of backs.
Relax, Steve.
Thanks for the advice.
Hey, Phil, we got any planes around here?
No, I don't think so.
Those are Japs. Listen to the motors.
Yeah, light bombers.
7, 10, 11, it's an even dozen of them.
Well, you better sound mess call. We won't be able to get anything done until they leave.
To the Navy, you might be a commander, Phil.
To me, you're a slave driver.
Go ahead, read it to me.
Dear Tommy, I am taking this liberty to write you a letter.
What?
I am taking this liberty to write you a letter.
That sounds like a letter to your landlord.
You want me to write to your kidder, don't you?
Sure I do, Monahan. Only make it more friendly.
Well, just listen to what I wrote and stop interrupting. Your dad tells me that you have joined up with the Air Force. He also tells me that you want to be a fighter pilot.
He doesn't want to know what I told you. Tell him not to be a fighter pilot. Make it to the point.
By the time I get this letter written, the war will be over.
All right, start it over.
Steve. I've written 4 letters already. I'm tired.
Just once more, Monahan. This means an awful lot to me. I promised my old lady I'd do something.
Okay, okay. But this is the last time. Either you take this or else. Now, let's see. Dear Tommy.
Hey, Steve, where are you? I got a letter for you.
Here, over here, Blackie.
I got a letter for you, man.
Anything for me?
Oh, I don't know. This was on top of the pile. They haven't sorted it out yet.
Let me have it. Monahan, it's for my kid.
What's he have to say?
I don't know. Dear Pop, I'm writing this letter in a hurry. I got swell news for you.
Maybe he got washed out.
You're going to be very proud of me. Out of a class of 700, I was 3rd.
Only 3rd?
Only 3rd? What's wrong with 3rd out of 700? That's pretty good, ain't it, Monahan?
Sure, but let's finish this letter so I can get to sleep.
What letter?
Oh, you got a short memory. Dear Tommy, don't join the Air Force because it's dangerous.
3rd in his class, Monahan. Imagine that. 3rd in his class.
In that case, you mind? I go to sleep.
Are you tired?
Tired. Oh, Steve, I'm tired all over.
3rd in his class. What a kid.
Wonderful. Now, let's get some sleep.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm a little knocked out myself.
2 nights with nothing but a nap. Bet I'm too tired to go to sleep.
Try and force yourself.
We ought to finish clearing tonight.
Yeah, we still got 1,800 feet to go.
Steve?
We wake you up, kid?
No, I wasn't sleeping. I was thinking.
Kids think too much.
The old man's a pretty nice guy.
Tops. Gives his word and he keeps it. Even if it breaks my back.
Yeah. Yep, Phil's all right.
The commander, Junior, and don't you forget it. He's the commander of this outfit because he's the best man in it.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Oh, I'd forgotten what it was like to stretch out.
A couple hours and you'll feel as good as new, Pop.
You're 18, aren't you, Junior? I'm 43. I'm one of the oldest guys in this outfit, but get this straight. We got more over 35 than under. We're pulling our share.
Go to sleep, Monahan.
I'm a little tired of you young punks thinking you have to win the war for us.
Well, gee, Monahan.
I was hodding bricks before you were born, and I'll be hodding them after you're dead.
I know what you mean, Monahan. When I get tired, my mouth shoots off. I didn't mean anything.
Okay, Monahan?
Well, yeah. But
sometimes you act younger than the kids.
Now, hear this.
Hey, it's a military.
We had 2 more guys picked off by snipers this afternoon.
The lieutenant got hit in the leg.
The Japs have got about 8 snipers working this part of the island. And the Marines have got their hands full.
How can a guy sleep with that racket?
Well, I want 10 volunteers to help me go and clean them up.
All right, Steve, come on.
Let's go.
Come on, get out of there.
Somebody got an iron. All right, hold it down. Hold it down, will you? Half of you guys are supposed to be working.
Well, I'm off, Skipper. I got nothing to do but sleep.
Only the guys who brought ammo and rifles.
Oh, that's me.
Now, get this straight. I'm not inviting anybody to a party. If it wasn't holding up construction, and if I could get hold of some Marines, I'd let them handle it. Only I'm pressed.
Ain't this a little against regulations?
No. In the book, it says if the emergency is expedient, it says that if you're in a jam, you got to do what you have to do. I've got to keep moving, and the sons of heaven are in my way.
You sure 10 will be enough?
It'll be plenty. You 4, Blackie.
I'll volunteer, sir.
You'd volunteer for anything, wouldn't you, son?
Well, if you were leading it, sir.
Maybe this kid ain't so dumb.
There's Monahan, the kid, Trout, and Steve. Hey.
Oh, what's wrong? I got my rifle and plenty of ammo.
Yeah, but Steve, it doesn't look right.
What?
To go hunting Japs without your pants.
The order of routine for a CB went something like this. You hit a beach, clear the beach, set up the ice cream machine. Hit the jungle, clear for an airstrip, set up another ice cream machine. Build a permanent base, build an airstrip. And if you're interrupted at any time by a little enemy opposition, just clear away the enemy. The CBs worked on a schedule, a tight schedule. They were given 13 days. It didn't mean 2 weeks. It didn't mean 3 40-hour weeks. It meant exactly 13 days or less. Well, we're doing great, Steve.
Not bad at all. 3 more hours and we can get to work on that golf course.
Yeah. Come on, hop in the Jeep. I'm going out to the end for a look.
Okay. And I still can't get over it, Skipper. Hopping through the jungle for 3 hours and we didn't find one of those snappers.
What difference does it make, as long as they didn't come back?
Yeah, there's plenty of fighting on the other end of the island.
Yes, but don't you try it, Steve. I've got 3 guys in the brig right now for going out with the Marines.
Isn't that a little hard?
Yeah. I gotta be hard, Steve. I can't afford to have my men scattered all over the island. I made a deal with the Marines. I wouldn't tell them how to fight the Japs, and they won't tell me how to build airstrips.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Hey, Monahan! How soon?
Aye, Skipper. We're gonna get in under the wire, but just...
Look at that airstrip. What a job.
It's sure going to make peacetime construction seem awful quiet.
I can use a little quiet.
You got 3 hours left, Blackie.
What'll I do with the time?
I'll find something.
Skipper. Hey, radio has a message for you.
All right, let's have it.
There's a Marine pilot circling at 4,000 feet. He's in trouble.
So?
Radio wants to know if we should call him in.
What do you think, Steve? Think we could handle it?
Well, I wanted to give it one more press and make sure nothing's been washed out.
How bad is the trouble, Junior?
His fuel's almost gone. Says he's wounded.
We can handle it.
We sort of got to. All right, signal radio, kid.
Aye, aye, sir.
There he is.
Hey, it's pretty the way they fly those things. Not that I'd ride them, but they sure look pretty.
You'd fly soon enough if you had a chance to get stateside for a week.
Make it 2 days and I'll take off myself.
You know, someday my own kid might land on a strip that I laid down.
Well, looks like we're the welcoming committee.
I should have put on a white shirt.
Are you okay?
Just a scratch. Where can I find your commanding? Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't see the insignia on the Jeep.
All right, skip it. We're sort of informal around here. Or would you believe it? Some guys even call me by my first name. Don't they, sailor?
Among other things, Commander.
I'm Lieutenant Connors. I ran into 5 Japs. Couldn't make it back to base.
All these pilots are kids.
You CBs?
Yep.
You've done a good job. Looks like I'm your first customer.
Matter of fact, Marine, the store doesn't open for 3 more hours.
Well, that's the way it went. If a job was impossible, the CBs did it. Somehow they managed to do things that couldn't be done, and at the same time build themselves and others the best quarters on any island they were sent to. They managed to live right, even if it meant wiring a foxhole, even if it meant borrowing certain materials from unspecified quarters. And in a matter of months, why, the CBs became a legend. Helped, of course, by one of their pals in the Marine Corps who said, "So when we reach the Isle of Japan with our caps at a jaunty tilt, we'll enter the city of Tokyo on roads the CBs built."
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women in the United States Navy. In today's story, your narrator was Larry Haynes, and the cast included Walter Grisey, Mandel Kramer, Jackson Beck, Maurice Poplin, Cliff Carpenter, and Gilbert Mack. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now hear this.
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You, next on NBC.